بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the biggest sins among all the other sins is zulm. Zulm. You know, when we recite the Quran, Allah la yuhibbu dhalimin, we take that translation to be very, very small. But the great saints and all, when they read the thing la yuhibbu, that Allah Ta'ala does not love that person because he makes zulm, he gets very frightened. Like Allah Ta'ala yuhibbul mustaghfirin, Allah Ta'ala does not love a person who has pride in him. These things we take it as small, but when the Quran, when they should read the Quran and come to this ayat of this kind, they should get frightened and make sure they don't commit any kind of zulm on anyone. Zulm is something that is very, very bad. You can make zulm upon your family, you can make zulm upon your workers, you can make zulm upon anyone you do. Once a thing you commit zulm, it's very bad. Likewise, there's another sin that is very, very open nowadays, that's stinginess. Stinginess. Kanjus. Bukhul. Bukhul. Sometimes you cannot even make it out, you've got stinginess in you. And stinginess is something that is so bad that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the nations before us, they were destroyed because of that. To have stinginess, you know, to have stinginess. And it's something this much, we have to look at it from this point that when a person, when he spends for an outsider, reward is something else. He can give sadaqah also, reward something else. But he spends on his family is the most. The most he will spend on his family. And that is something today no one wants to do. You can give your charity outside no matter how much you give. But first come charity begins at home. You must make sure you give the charity. Always remember, do not stretch so much to give everything. And do not hold so back and give nothing. Everything must be in moderation. You must be within your means, you must give. But bukhul you must not have in you. That's why they say from a small child of yours, you must always be in the habit of giving charity. Give him in his hand some money, instead of you giving, get your child in his hand. In that way, his heart opens to give also. He knows now that he has to give charity. And you must not look too much, you know, who is this person, that person. If your heart says, must give that person, just give it to him. Don't become too judgmental, you know, he's like this and like that. The moment you see someone in your heart say, giving something, just give him quietly. But try to let your children give it out. Your children giving it, then because more like this, that they will also become big hearted. But if you are going to hold back, then they are also going to hold back. And then you get bukhul. And bukhul is something that is so bad, that I know so many Muslims here who are doing good deeds, but they got this bukhul in them. It's called, and the stinginess. And that is going to harm the ibadat also. Allah Ta'ala will not going to accept the ibadat for that. I know one person, he went for Hajj. He went everywhere. His wife wanted water. Because the price of water is expensive, he did not buy the water. And she said, I want water, I don't want cold drinks. But because he said the price is extra, he did not buy the thing. And there you come to know now whether you are a miser or not. Likewise, there's so many other incidents you will find that, you know, the wife something one or the family wants something. It's within your means. But you will not buy it. You will not buy it. And it's a necessary thing. You will not buy it. Then that's also possible. So you have to look into your life yourself. No one can call you a stingy person. You yourself must know whether I've got this bad quality in me. If I've got that bad quality, I must try to put it right. Many a times if the wife asks you something, even if you have the means and you feel it's good, let me buy it. You buy the thing. Why must you hold back? For what? For what you're holding back? Yes, you must not be extravagant. Extravagant Islam is not called for. So this stinginess is something that Allah Ta'ala does not like at all. And we see very nicely that, you know, the 12 nations before, they were all destroyed because of this. And we see that if a person has wealth, he must adopt generosity. are very kind. Because remember that wealth Allah Ta'ala gave you. And Allah Ta'ala wants you to share this wealth, this wealth with others also. It's not that you only you must use it. You must have the heart to give it. And if that person haven't got the wealth, then you must adopt contentment. That I Allah, I haven't got it for you. I haven't got it, but those who got it, they must give it. But they must give it within the means. Not overdoing it too. Expenses must be done within the means, not to be extravagant. Stinginess in Jannat, there's a tree which is called the tree of generosity. That person in the world when he's giving charity, his hand is on the tree of the Jannat of generosity. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is increasing him all the time. Likewise, that person who was stinginess in Jahannam, there's a tree of that kind too. The tree of stinginess, and his hand is giving in that tree. Allah Ta'ala must save us from that. So many a time you begin to do good deeds, but these things which you take it as small, it's not small, it's very big. You know, it can take you away to Jahannam. You don't do it the correct way of having the quality of stinginess. It's something that is very, very bad. When Allah Ta'ala created sahawat, generosity, He created Iman. My Hazrat told us this. And I'm using my Hazrat's word. When Allah Ta'ala created generosity, He created Iman. And the moment He created stinginess, He created kufr. Yes, He made him kufr. So a person who's got this quality of stinginess in him, he's near to kufr. That how important it is that he must keep away from it. And that's very, very important. Allahu Akbar. The two habits that Allah Ta'ala loves too much is one is to be generous and have to love good habits. Generosity and good habits. You must be generous but must have good habits too. You don't have good habits in you because one of the greatest things is a person, Nabi Karim, who came to this world to bring about good conduct and morals. He came to a nation that was completely backwards. He gave them good habits to bring them. Allah Ta'ala loves the person who at all the time he brings about generosity and side by side he brings good habits in him. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala does not love that person who has got stinginess in him and got bad habits in him. Sin is too bad. Now, it's for us, you know, when we sit in the majlis, each one has to look into his own life. This is not a lecture. This is a majlis. In majlis, a person comes with one intention, I want to make my Islam. No one must think, and if you think you haven't got that thing, and you got your habit of alhamdulillah jealous, and you say in your heart, oh Allah, I thank you that you've given me that quality. And if the person got this bad quality of this stinginess in him, then in his heart of heart, oh Allah, take it out of me. That is what you call Islam. That, oh Allah, take it out of me. This is very important that you must have those things in you. As they say, that pious and good qualities, Allah Ta'ala gives guarantee for that person Jannat. Allah Ta'ala gives guarantee for the person. And even if that person commits a sin too, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Just imagine how great this is. So these are things that you know. The ones you know, one person gone for Hajj. And while he was making tawaf, and he looking at the Kaaba, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was present there. And it so happened that he said, he started taking the name of the Kaaba, he said, Allah, forgive my sins. Nabi Karim said, what sin have you committed? He says, I cannot tell you the sin because it's a very big sin. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, it could not be more greater than the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine now what answer Nabi Karim gave us. So we also must think whatever sin we have committed, Allah's rahmat is always there. One must not think or lose hope that you know I committed this sin, now what will happen to me? No matter what sin you committed, as long as it's with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will forgive you. Don't ever think like this that I've committed this sin and no way Allah will forgive me. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. So this person also is saying the Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've committed the sin that Allah will not forgive me in any way. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him this much. That what sin you have committed, then he said this time. He said, tell me what is the sin. Then he said, the sin. He said that when I look at a poor person, I get burned inside. And I feel he must not come near me, so I get also burned. Nabi Karim was so disappointed. He said, I don't want you to come near me too, because I'll get burned with you too. I will get burned with you too. So in other words, what a bad sin that is. What a bad sickness is. You have stinginess. I don't want you to come near me too, because it must be that fire gets near me. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you can make tawbah all your life, But he did not leave this bad habit of stinginess. Allah Ta'ala will not forgive him. Allah Ta'ala will not forgive him. So just imagine what it is and how important a person will not have stinginess be. Always remember, open heart, generous, certainly. Do not judge, you know, anyone you can be. You will give little, but it's not how you give, what you give. Always remember, it's not how you give, what you give. Allah Ta'ala will not look at how you give, what you give, it's how you give. What you give, you can have the smallest thing you give, it's how you give it. You know that famous story of that Buzruk? He was going to meet another Buzruk. And on the road, what happened? He decided, I did not take any gift for him, let me take some sticks from the trees. He did not think that I'm taking the sticks now, he's taking something small. He took the sticks with the intention that he made some tea hot, made some food hot, and give it to him. So he took the sticks and went to meet him. He met Aslam Alaikum, met him. Says, after so long you came, what is this? He said, on the road I forgot, I did not take any gift for you. So I thought, let me get some sticks for you, so you can make some food hot. So he brought the sticks and gave in front of him. So now look how he appreciated that. How he appreciated that. What do you think he said? He called his khadim, he said, come here. Listen, this stick here is brought with muhabbat and class. Keep it nicely. When I pass away, make my ghusl water with this stick. Also Allah Ta'ala will forgive me for that. Now just see how they look at things. So it's not how you give, it's what you give. It's what you, how you give it in the day. Allah will not know what you give. It can be the smallest gift, but for how, what intention you give that. So this likewise, yeah, too. The thing is this much that Allah says, that if a person look, just imagine, he has stinginess in Nabi Muhammad, told him that if you can make tawbah all your life, but if you got firmness with the stinginess, Allah will not forgive you. Allah Ta'ala will not forgive you. One day in a battlefield, some people were killed, and Nabi Muhammad said, kill the certain people. He said, leave this one person. But Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, he is also not in our religion. How can you allow him to be free? He said, because he's got in him generosity. And a person who got generosity is more near that than Jannah. And a person who got stinginess is far from Jannah. He's more near Jahannam. Just from there you can imagine if a person got good habits, he could make all the ibadah he can make. But he hasn't got this good quality of generosity, then he loses everything out. That's why they say that a person may not read so much of nafil namaz. A person may not read nafil namaz so much. He may not need to keep so much of nafil fast. But if he reads, he only has his generosity in him, and he has good quality in him, he surpasses that person who keeps nafil namaz and nafil fast. Just imagine how important it is. So these are the things that we must look into our lives and see whether we got these things in us or not. Otherwise, you know, no matter what you can do, your ibadat is one side. Your quality of generosity must get in you. Like last week, this people, jealousy. Alhamdulillah, lot of people got interested in finding out. Likewise, look into this too. That in your family, are you being generous or are you being stingy? If you're stingy in the family, change your life. Change your life. Sometimes the wife tells you, you're a confused man. He's a confused man. Now don't take it as an offense. But take it, so I've got a fault. If you want your Islam to take place, you should tell you, you're a confused man. Now you take it as an offense, then you want to improve. But you begin to think to yourself, ask, she's telling me I've got this confusion in me, I've got this stinginess in me. Let me look into it and say whether it's true. And you'll find 99% is true. So why get offended? Instead of that, put it right. Give her what she wants. She gives her whole life. If she asks a little bit, you can't give that to. So these are things what you have to look at. So what is stinginess? Now what is the opposite of stinginess? Generosity. To generous is very important. Sakhawa, they call it. Sakhi person is something else. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no one more sakhi than him. In the month of Ramadan, it was something else. In ordinary days, he was something else, but generous, he was very generous. He was so generous, it's beyond comprehension. That even, you know, to say that if the one person came and asked him for something, he gave it straight away to him. One person came, he came to him and asked him for so many animals, he gave it without asking questions. He just gives it to him. Now that doesn't mean we must do the same thing too. No, we must be within all these. You know, it's very important how we must look after money also. They say in these days you have to look up. Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah says, those days are something else. Now these days you have to look after iman. And if you have to look after iman, it's very important to look after wealth Allah gave you. When Allah Ta'ala give you wealth, look after it. Because once the wealth goes away, your iman can go away. Your iman can go away. So, this looking at reading the books of the past and thinking how they spend their money, no doubt they were something else. They were in the company of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were now we are in a position where if we do not have wealth, we can lose our iman. We can lose our iman. There was a buzruk, you know. He saw one lady, very beautiful lady, who was begging. Now he realized that this lady would sell herself because of poverty. He gave her so much of money, please stay at home, look up. Likewise, we also, when Allah Ta'ala gives us wealth now, look after wealth. Remember, look after wealth, but do not become a stingy person. Do not become a stingy. Spend the correct way, but look after wealth. Because wealth is something which is a very important thing in these times. Otherwise, the people eat you up. The people will eat you up. Even alim also, Allah must give him wealth. So he becomes, you notice one thing, when a person, even alim also, he does not have wealth, the possibility that he can sell iman, or he can sell his religion, Allah must save us from that. It's very important this thing. A man sometimes leads to that extent because of poverty, he can commit a lot of wrongs too. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Buzurgan Adeen, they had enough wealth. Not that they were poor, but they should not keep the wealth for them. They were not poor. Do not look at the stories of theirs, you know, then say, you know, they had no wealth for them. They had all the wealth, but they give it away. They give it away. They want to lead the life of that kind. Not that they had no wealth at all. They had the best of wealth. Sayyidina Abu Khalid Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, we know very well that, you know what, he bought that cloth, but the king couldn't buy it. He was a poor man, how did he do that? He could buy it. The king realized, he asked, you know, he said, how come I could not buy that cloth? It was so expensive, how he bought it. Now, you know, they get jealous. So he sent his man, he could check him out. Now they go check him out. Not the buzugan when the king can't see. Because they sometimes they say, no one come to see us, but look at the buzugs, they are so full, so many people meeting them. No one come to meet us. He said, go check him out. So he goes there. The man goes there at that time. The tailor was there too. And tailor, that person came. The tailor told him, Hazrat, the cloth that came, which the king couldn't buy, that I'm saying, is short. And it's short with the sleeves. Short with the sleeves. I said, what must I do? He said, you know the sack on the floor there? Just put it on there. I want to listen to this very carefully. What did he say? The sack on the floor. You know the sack on the floor where you walk on? He said, take that thing and put it on the floor, on the sleeves. When this person heard this, he said, Ya Allah, this is not in this world, they're from another world. In other words, we can't talk about them. Then he went and told the king, let's not talk about them, they are someone else. They are someone else. In other words, in their hearts, that and that is the same. That and that is the same. That is what we must have in us also. That and that will be the same. If you do not have this, no problem. Run short, no problem. If you have, no one. If this is what we call, that is that kind of quality we must have in us. Even, I think it was saying about the young Rahmatullah Ali or someone else. You know, the person brought a very beautiful, a very expensive mirror. And he told Hazrat, I brought this mirror for you. He said, Alhamdulillah. After some time, he broke. Now the Khadim were frightened now that this mirror was so expensive. Now how am I telling Hazrat he broke? When he saw Hazrat one day, very happy, and said, Hazrat, you know that mirror broke. Alhamdulillah. Not hesitant, Alhamdulillah. He said, what happened here now? He said, Hazrat, you know, I can't understand. The time when you got the thing, you said Alhamdulillah. And at the time you don't get the thing, it broke, Alhamdulillah. He said, what? I did not understand. He said, yes, you won't understand. He said, what is it? He said, the time they came to me, I asked myself, are you happy about it? See, this Buzugana thing, they're not for the people of the world. They in the heart of Allah, you send the thing, Alhamdulillah. But it's not something that is attached to the heart. They attach in the heart only with Allah Ta'ala. They say, that is Alhamdulillah. So the time when he broke, say, Alhamdulillah, I ask myself, are you hurt about it? No effect at all. Not like us, we got defect in us. Someone says something happens to us, we got defect, we get very angry and all. Here, it so happened that Alhamdulillah, nothing at all. No effect. So this is what is wanted in us. This quality of good godliness. My Hazrat, I'll give his example. one day, you know, I always see, you must have listened to me, heard it so many times, that you know, the food was cooked in the afternoon, and Hazrat did not eat in the afternoon. So he goes Asr time to meet the family. So Hazrat, you know what, one of the sisters saying, I don't have bhot achha khana khaya. Hazrat starts praising the food. Now praising the food, then Hazrat said, Mera hissa kaha hai? Where my hissa? So he said, Bachchalun the khariya. The children ate the thing. He said, Alhamdulillah. No, not any that Alhamdulillah. But if you are hungry, and you are now going home now, and you're rushing now, you know, you're going to the traffic also, the traffic in your hard time too, and you're hungry there too, and you told your wife, you know, make this certain food, and you go in the house, and the moment you go in the house, you ask, I'm hungry, where's the food? The children ate it at khalas. The majlis is gone one side too. Whatever is food, majlis is gone one side too. No. It must be that it must affect you. When I mentioned this incident, Alhamdulillah, I tried my level best, the Qadr, Talab, and Zibat. When I face with this consideration, I keep all this in front of me. I keep on saying that I must not make mistakes. Still, Alhamdulillah, and go. But you and I must remember these incidents for the sake of being a better quality at home. Better quality at home. If really you, if you still should do namaz in the masjid, and you tell your wife to make something, and you rush to eat the food, namaz is forgotten too. When you go there, you forget everything. It must be that you must become at that point to forget it. Like Hazrat Ji, I mentioned. So everything must be a thing for you to lessen to bring your good quality. So stinginess is something another. Sakhawat, Allahu Akbar. The more sakhi you are, Allah will give you more. This is what you must have in you. So that person, you know, this is Abdullah ibn Jafar, radiallahu anhu. He was known for his generosity. There was no one more sakhi than him. So one day while he was walking, he was going to an orchard, he saw one worker working there. While he's working, and then the master sent some food for him, the three sides of bread came, he looked at the three sides and he started about to eat. The moment he's about to eat, Abdullah ibn Jafar says that I see one dog comes there. The moment the dog comes there, then he takes one slice and gives it to the dog. And this man is working, and he's about to eat another slice, the dog comes again, and gives the dog another slice. He's after looking at that, you know. But the most surprising thing was the time when he came to the third slice. And he took the third slice and gave it to him. I was shocked. I said, what's going to happen to this man now? Even asked him, he says, what is the reason? See, you've given all your bread away, what are you going to do today? He said, this was a stray dog. I don't know how many days I'm not eating food. Let me give him this three slices. And he gave the three slices. He said, what will happen to you? He said, I made supper today. These are qualities which we have in us, not to just listen to it. If we don't have this quality, what's the benefit? Not to listen to, we have been told these stories. Not a story in incidents to put into our life, you know, so that we must not make them become of the quality that if we are faced with these kind of situations, we must know that how we must face this. If we don't have the situation, what is the benefit then? That is what is meant. Look, one very great guru, he was on a masjid. You know what, that's one called sakhawat. Sakhawat is something that you spend on others and yourself too. But one is more higher than sakhawat, isar. Isar is something else. Isar is the highest of the highest. That you forego yours for the others. You forego yours for the others. Like how this person now, this person of farm, he forego his comfort for the comfort of this person. Like the sahaba, Nabi Karim, someone Ansar, he told you take this person to give food at home. So when he went home, there was no food at all. Little bit food. So he made sure that, you know, he made that person sit down to eat. And he put the light so low that the person not know who is eating there. And he was doing like eating, but he did not eat at all. But the mehman, the visitor, he ate well. In the morning, he meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim told him that you today have achieved everything. Allah Ta'ala is praising you for your tirunala. So just imagine, isar is something else. Isar is something else. That you forego your comfort to comfort. That is the biggest best command. You forego your comfort to cover others, no matter what you go through, but you forego your comfort. Look at that person, very poor man. He goes to the masjid. When he goes to the masjid, he sees a traveler there. So he goes quietly back home and he brings three sides of bread. He eats three sides of bread. Now, the moment he ate the three sides of bread, that night, that buzruk He saw Nabi, he sees Nabi Karim from a dream. He said, Ya Allah, this food from Islam has got so much noor in it. So let me stay longer. You still know? The next day, this person, he brought two slices of bread. Next day, same story, he ate two slices of bread. Alhamdulillah, a wonderful dream and all that. The third day, he comes now, you see that person again there. Now he comes one slice of bread. So he tells him, please, you know, now you can go. He said, no, but little now you can go. So what do you mean? He said, you know, let me tell you my life. My life, I've got three people like that. Only three slices of bread. The fourth day, the three slices of bread, my son, my wife, and myself, we did not eat any food. We say, we'll give it to you. You ate the food. The second day, my wife, my son said, I can't bear it. So I brought two slices of bread. Another, my wife and I did not eat food. The third day, my wife said, she can't take it. Then I had to bring this one slice. Now please, now I have taken too much now, I can't take it anymore. You didn't, I can't. Just to show you that izhar. Not every time that izhar. When you face with situations, you must be able to tolerate the situation. Not that, you know what I mean, you just go there and every time, you know, at home and you go, sometimes the food is not on time, you begin to blow your head down and, you know, everything else upside down. No! These kind of incidents must be taught and brought in front of us and look how they overlooked it for days, did not be food to. Then we must overlook this thing that our Islah takes place. The purpose for all this is our Islah. If you don't make your Islah, then complete. So this is what is called Izhar. Allah Ta'ala must give us this thing, that must get this condition. And we even read in the, you know, Fadal Amal. You're reading Fadal Amal at home for what? What's the reason for you to read Fadal Amal? Is it just because to read it? No, you must read with the intention that life must come into us. Little bit of life. If that does not come into us, what's the benefit there? The Fadal Amal shows that, you know, it's a very famous story all the time that you tell us, that the time when, you know, when they, all the Sahabas were getting killed and they asked for water, the one person asked for water. Before he can get the water, the next person asked for water, he gave the second person. The second person, listen, next person asked for water. Like that, everyone gave the water to the next person. In the end, all passed away too. That's called Izhar. So this is what we have to get the qualities in terms of. I'm not saying you must become a person to stretch out and give all the money. I'm not saying a hold back to be moderate, but do everything in moderation. But the big thing is you must have in you, but not have stinginess in you. Bukhul is something Allah Ta'ala does not love. And you must know that those before us, they were destroyed. And if we do the same thing, not become a miser. You know they say a miser, Allahu Akbar. A miser, he won't give ice in winter too. You won't give ice in winter. So just imagine what a bad thing it is. So make dua for Allah Ta'ala, that stinginess will come on us. That's a very bad thing. You don't know how bad it is. And if someone tells you that's a kanjus man, you like it. You like someone tell you, no, he's a kanjus, don't go near him too. Because he won't give anything. If you go for charity, he won't give anything to. But that kind of person must keep away from. And the worst person of kanjus man, the person who makes kanjus on himself too. A person who makes kanjus on himself, that's the worst person. He won't do for anything, he won't do for himself too. You know, like that person, you know, he was dying, you know. So when he's dying, the person tell him, you know what? Why don't you go to the doctors? He said, well, how much it cost to get doctors? So then this one it cost doctors. He said, well, that's too much. How much it cost to die? He said, that much, I'd rather die. That's how people mean to Allah Ta'ala. Can you say his father, Amal Iman Kabut, his Tikamat Kesar, or her Kisun Sikhi Tashi, his father, Sakhawat Peda, Wahul Dawud, Alhamdulillah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وأكرمنا بالتجد الدنيا وعذاب القبر وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله Thank you.